Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into the stories they're working on. I'm Victor Infante, entertainment editor, and we're joined today by entertainment reporter Richard Duckett, who has a story on the cover of this week's Go section on the musical The King and I, which is going to be running at the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts. So, Richard, tell us a little bit about the play in general, actually. Get us started on maybe what the play is about first, since I think a lot of people might not have seen it.
Yes, Victor. Well, the musical is based on an actual true story about a British governess in the 19th century who found herself widowed with a young son to look after and ended up in Siam as the governess at the court of the King of Siam. The king had a number of children for her to look after, about 80, I think, wow. Since he had over 30 wives. She later wrote her memoirs. Her memoirs were adapted into a novel, and the novel was shown to the great Broadway songwriting team of Rodgers and Hammerstein, who adapted it into The King and I.
And this, of course, has some of the most memorable songs that have come from the golden age of Broadway.
Oh, it's got some great songs, yes. Hello, Young Lovers, I Have Dreamed.
Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
And I think people sing that and don't even know where it's from.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And the final dance, Shall We Dance, is latently explosive, shall we say.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. But yeah, there's something really exciting about seeing this. We were talking beforehand, and I've seen this production as play. In fact, it was the first musical I ever saw. And there's something just really captivatingly beautiful about just the way everybody moves on stage in a good production of this. And it's true in the Yul Brynner movie, of course. Is there anything that's particularly audiences should be watching for in this production?
Well, certainly the production has been very well received. It's directed by a Holy Cross alumni, Bartlett Schur, who graduated from Holy Cross in 1981 and has specialized in directing Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, including South Pacific. I mean, there's only so much you can update. I mean, the show is in traditional costume. You can't really change too much around, but it's really a credit to the musical itself that it still comes across and appears to speak to people. And I interviewed Jose Llanes, who's had a long reign as the king in this production, since he played the role on the Broadway production in 2015, on which the touring show is based, and now the touring show has been running for a year and a half. And he said that he's toured The King and I in both liberal and conservative parts of the country, and it's interesting. I wonder if these days some people think The King of Siam is too liberal. I suppose it's possible, but the message, of course, is that of accepting of other people, and I think that message still resonates and comes across in the musical.
Oh, definitely. Now, this production is coming to the Hanover as part of the Broadway series.
There. Yeah, it's the final production of the current Broadway series season, which had 7 shows altogether. And next November, we'll see the 10th anniversary Broadway season at the Hanover, with 10 new shows coming, beginning with The Wizard of Oz.
Excellent, excellent. Now, that's really been, I can't believe it's been 10 years. It seems like it's gone by so fast. But yeah, that has brought a lot of excellent productions to Worcester.
Yeah, yeah, that's been a wide range. This season we had Something Rotten, which is quite new, did very well here, I understand. So yeah, I mean, Worcester's a tough place for musicals or anything else related to theatre. George M. Cohen used to try productions out in Worcester on the theory that if it could work here, it could work anywhere. He used to call Worcester audiences the audiences that sit on their hands. But But the Broadway series is going well, I believe. I mean, it started out with three shows in its first season. Now it's up to seven, and they've expanded the number of performances for each run.
Excellent, excellent. Before we go, is there anything else in the Worcester Theatre ecosphere that audiences should be looking for?
Yes, on May 17th, Calliope Productions is going to be putting on a production of Titanic, the musical, a 1997 musical, which is very operatic in dimension. The Calliope stage is very small, but David Lute, Calliope's artistic director, found an ensemble version of the musical that was written in 2012. And so he's putting it on with a cast of 21 who are playing altogether about 50 different characters.
Wow. Okay, that sounds exciting. Anyways, thank you for your insight, Richard. And be sure to check out our arts and entertainment coverage in the pages of the Telegram Gazette and on telegram.com.